part of it was fat, and just used strictly for cooking, boiling, and food if you had time. And then maybe the lower part would be smoked for bacon.
Okay, so you call it a what? A kind you slice thin to eat with eggs, you might call it what?
Well, you could fry the salt pork to eat with it, or you could fry the bacon to eat with eggs.
Mm-hmm. And the outside of the bacon is called the
skin or rind.
The kind of meat that comes in little links on the chain.
Is that hot dogs?
Well, it's the one that comes from the hog.
Oh, like I was talking about Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
sausage in it.
She just called it stuffing sausage into these. After she cleaned these intestines real good and soaked them in salt water for ever so long, and then she'd stuff the sausage in there with a little machine. And then she'd smoke them. If they dried a while, she'd smoke them.
The man who kills and sells the meat was called the
butcher.
And if the meat had been kept too long, you'd say the meat
spoiled.
Is done hot. Now, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse.
And what do you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I don't know. I never had any of it.
Sausage or liver sausage or anything?
Never had it.
Oh. Did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
No.
Did somebody else do it?
No.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it, and then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
No, ma'am.
Suppose you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good. What do you call it?
Rancid.
If thick, sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk. Or clabber.
All right. The kind of cheese that you make from it?
Oh.
Clabbered milk.
I've been usually keep that all the time. I can't call it. I don't have it right.
Call it cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese.
After you milked, the first thing you did after milking?
Strain that milk.
Right. And?
To get anything that might have been in it out. Sometimes you strain it two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
Through two or three portions of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Thicknesses of cloth.
What did you bake in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on the top?
Deep dish apple pie.
If somebody had a good appetite and you say, he sure likes to put away his, like kid, and a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his
food?
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
Sauce.
Food taken between meals, you might call it what?
Snack.
And what do people drink for breakfast? Most people.
Coffee.
And how
tea.
How do you make it?
You can brew it in the pot. We used to percolate it.